At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan Leaf is joining us here on the show. Ryan Leaf is actually going to be in town for the Menninger Clinic Luncheon tomorrow, Thursday. The Menninger has a new partnership with the NFL for players' mental health. May is Mental Health Month. I did not know that. And Ryan Leaf is joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate you being here, Ryan. Also, how's your podcast going? How is you're on the Straight Line podcast?
And I told you I was on their show doing draft stuff with him and Solomon Wilcox the other day.
Right. How's it going?
I'm working a lot. I'm really blessed. I'm really grateful, man. It's from where I was 11 years ago. I stay busy and I get to talk ball for a living. You guys understand that, and I'm excited. I'm happy the draft's over, and now we can kind of start getting ready for the season. That's the most important part.
It's got to be. Let's be honest. I know this is kind of has to be your persona, your redemption story. We were talking about before you were on. I kind of took up for you the other day when I saw somebody make a comment. It was the guy who said you were a bad teammate to the guy at Washington State. You ask him, who is it? Yeah. And I'll make amends. And I know you have to do this, and I know it's important that you do this, and it's your calling now, and that you've really changed, and I believe it. At some point, though, it's got to get a little bit exhausting that you do have to live your life also as Ryan Leaf, the past, and Ryan Leaf, the changed person, instead of just Ryan Leaf, football analyst. Do you feel that burden sometime?
Not really. I think there's consequences to my actions, choices I've made. The thing about it is I don't pay it any mind. I look at those as opportunities to kind of practice patience and empathy, things that I haven't done in my life. It's not real, that stuff.
Right.
I don't know these people, and it offers me an opportunity to maybe, show them the mirror when they act out. Because people did it to me all the time. They showed me how I was behaving, and it was my choice then on whether or not to choose a different path and live a different kind of life. And so in retrospect, I'm pretty grateful for them having done that. So that's why I do it. It's not like I walk through the door at home when I come home to the wife and kid and like I carry any of that stuff with me. I mean, that there was an acceptance and surrender to that stuff a long time ago. So yeah, it's not something that I carry with me anymore. I know who I am. I know who the guy in the mirror is. And I think that's a big reason why I get to do the things I get to do, especially when I get to do this week. I get to be down here and work with the Menninger Clinic, and that may be one of the most, purposeful things that ever came out of this. This facility is state of the art in terms of their psychiatric help and substance abuse help. And what a better way to, utilize what I've been through, but to help those that are still struggling.
Just real quick, John, I had a good friend, a longtime friend, a listener of our show, Chives, our guy. He had a really bad battle with alcohol, really bad, and he was somebody that I've stayed in contact with, and I'm so proud of the work that he's done and where he is right now. And he told me about eventually, like what eventually there's a crack that allows reality to get in and for you to make that change. And he was telling me about his was his mom, what he was doing to his mom and how she felt, and he's made an amazing change. What was it for you? Do you remember where you had the first crack in the shell where a breakthrough might have been possible for you to become who you were? Do you remember who that person was or what that moment was for you, an individual moment that you can point to?
You certainly don't know it while it's happening. You just, it's kind of a leap of faith now. 11 years removed, I can look back now and really say it was, was my roommate in prison. He, he confronted me one day about the value that I had, and so he suggested we go down to the prison library and help prisoners who didn't know how to read learn how to read. And so that's where it started. And what that turned out to be was it turned out to be me being of service to another human being for the first time in my life. And that continued. And then it ultimately had to be that. It could never be about me again, right? It had to be about somebody else. And the irony of that is that when you make it about other people, your life gets better, which is totally runs counter to what I thought, you know, what it took to make your life better was it had to be about you. So I think that's it. And so once I walked out, I've made that my foundation. And, you know, it couldn't be more of a better example than, you know, what I'm doing in Houston this week. That's what this is about. Everything else I get to do, especially around the broadcasting aspect of things, talking ball, that type of stuff, that's all like gravy. That's all the, you know, what I get from the foundation of giving back. And yeah, I think a lot of people figure that out a lot earlier in life than I did. And that's, you know, that was just my cross to bear on that deal. I had to be humbled in a way that was just different than others, I guess.
I think you'd be surprised. People don't figure it out earlier than you did, to be honest with you.
You and Morgan Freeman didn't cook the books for the warden after that, did you?
Shawshank. It does feel like you had a Shawshank roommate.
I tell you what, I just spoke in Columbus, Ohio last week at the National Warden's Convention for the Department of Justice, and my warden from my time in Montana in the state prison there, he was being awarded the National Warden of the Year Award.
So he's a good warden.
And that dude has become like my biggest referral. Like, he's better than my agent in terms of getting me speaking gigs around this country. So it's like business 101, people. You know, you fail at the NFL, you become this junkie and thief, and you go to prison, and then you meet essentially the guy that, you know, that supplements your income the rest of your life. That's the way to do it, everybody.
That's the way you do
that. That is the way to do it. Ryan Leaf is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Any, man, the list of the second quarterback taken overall, it's not great right now, Ryan. What kind of advice would you give C.J. Stroud, who was just taken second overall?
Yeah, the best advice I give these guys, you know, when they're drafted, is simply you have to see yourself as the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and act that way. And so when you everything's about that investing in yourself, right? It's about if I had done the same thing, I you know, you find a place to live, maybe within walking distance of the facility. You invest in a chef, a nutritionist, somebody who a mobility specialist, things like all the things that you would reinvest in yourself if you were a CEO. Like I said, you put it back into the company to build it, so it gets to this giant thing, and that you get that second contract. That's what we're working towards. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is that once you're drafted, it starts over. Just because you're the second pick in the NFL draft doesn't mean anything. You walk into that locker room, and I want you to find a guy who's played 8+ years, because that's rare. There's only been about 1,000 of them ever in the history of NFL football that a guy's played 8+ years. So go find that guy, ask him how they did it, and follow their advice verbatim. Those are the two easiest, simplest ways I think you can have a different perspective when you're the starting quarterback of an NFL team. And so that's usually when I go speak to colleges, and I have an opportunity to work with some of these quarterbacks that are about to be drafted, or that those are mainly the things I say, you know. And you know, it's not hard for me to understand that, having gone through what I went through and the choices I made. So yeah, that's the best piece of advice I can give them. I love CJ Stroud going in. I was so happy to see the Texans stand their ground and take a quarterback that I think can make a real difference there in Houston.
He's got some talent, very accurate passer. He's a guy who, you know, the question right now in NFL circles, this happens with every, you know, air raid quarterbacks can't be the guy until an air raid quarterback is the guy. And now it's Ohio State quarterbacks. And, you know, CJ needs either Justin or Fields or CJ need to, you know, be the one to kind of break that little developing narrative. But in terms of, you know, you were not every quarterback is made to be a rookie starter. And in a perfect world, every starter, I think, would most starters would be able to sit for their first year. What do you think the difference is between getting, if you sit with mental reps versus play and go through the highs and the lows? What do you think about that process? I guess it depends on the mentality of the player itself, but how do you process the sitting and learning, even for half a year as a non-starter versus going out there and taking your lumps early on? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's all about the mindset of the player, right? Or that how are they at coping with failure? Because you're going to fail, period. So that was the biggest thing, and that unfortunately is not something that you can quantify. That variable is not something you can find, because most of these guys are coming from college where they were incredibly successful. They didn't lose that much. You know, they were very good. So how are you going to deal with failure on the highest level? I was working with Trevor Lawrence a couple of years ago, his time in Clemson, and I remember when he got drafted. And one of the first conversations we had was, like, you're going to lose more games this year than you've ever lost in your life combined, just flat out. And how are you going to deal with that? And deal with that in a healthy, positive way, or is it going to consume you? Well, in my instance, I saw failure as the end-all, be-all, and it consumed me. You know, where Peyton Manning at the time, who went 3-13 and led the league in interceptions his rookie year, saw every one of those failures as an opportunity to do it better the next time. And it's a simple mindset. But if you've not, you know, properly prepared yourself for what that's going to look like, so teams don't know. Teams don't really know. But when you're drafted top five, you're most likely going to be asked to play. So, and unfortunately, I don't think teams are held accountable enough for when they do this. Because if they're going to draft the guy with the knowledge of what they're going to have to do, I think there needs to be more ownership. Because we don't, as players, decide where we go. All we want to do is play pro ball. It doesn't matter. Like, draft me in the fifth round, you know. Let me sit behind John Elway for a year. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go play in the NFL. I know there's a bunch of money at the beginning of it, but if you're good enough and it's long enough, you're going to get that second contract. So that's important. You know, it will be interesting to see how C.J. Stroud deals with failure, because, you know, the team's not going to be great. They're not going to be great right away. It's going to take a little bit of time. And how is he going to deal with it? That's the biggest question that needs to be answered.
Yeah, especially after being at Ohio State, all the wins he had there.
Yeah,
he's gonna have this a lot of the same situation that Trevor Lawrence did, and look at Aaron Rodgers sitting. I mean, that was a long time he sat. Look at even Pat Mahomes though, sat most of his rookie season, and look where he is today. So I mean, there's value in Joe Burrow. They threw right to the they threw right into the fire, but then he got hurt and he got to sit for the rest of his rookie season and watch. So maybe that helped him a little bit. We'll see. Good stuff. It's the Menninger Clinic that Ryan Leaf is going to be here for. What is your message out of that thing? What is your message to everyone when you're doing a talk like this tomorrow?
Well, it's my story. It's one of I heard you use the word redemption. I don't think my story is redemptive in any way. I think my story is really how to fail. That's my story. Because even over the last 11 years, I think a lot of people think everything's been great. Now, life's still life. It's incredibly hard for everybody, and it's not fair a lot of times. And it's about how you deal with it that matters. So that's usually my message. It's that you have control over this. You have the choice to deal with anything in a positive and healthy way or a negative and toxic one. And so, you know, we as human beings tend to make things incredibly complicated. It's just what we do, when really the best, you know, the best choice, the best answer a lot of times is the most simple version of it. And so we try to break that down, do that work, and also just try to understand, make people understand that they could, especially in this environment of giving back and, you know, donating to the Menninger Clinic and its fundraising efforts. You know, you have a real opportunity to be part of the solution, and you could have a hand in saving someone's life. And I don't know where you would have that kind of purpose anywhere else. And that's a pretty powerful thing. And so that's usually around my message, just trying to help as many people as I can. I don't want anybody ever to, you know, be in the same place that I was and be as miserable as I was. I want them to have a fruitful peaceful and chaotic life. And so that's what we're trying to work towards. And I've got a great partnership with Armando and Menninger Clinic for sure.
Is that where you are? Are you at that? Are you at that in place yet?
Say that again.
Are you at the end spot? You talked about a fruitful, you know, not have the chaotic. Are you there?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't take everybody into my life, but you know, it's pretty darn amazing. I thought, you know, the life of my dreams was playing, you know, football and being a, you know, a superstar. And what I found is it's just, you know, ultimately it's just being okay with who you are. And I don't think I ever was that. I was still worried about whether people were judging me, and I know who I am. I'm this flawed human being who's just trying to be better every single day. I got beautiful wife, you know, beautiful son, you know, an unbelievable home and life. And I get, you know, and these people who have given me an unbelievable opportunity to, like you do, is talk ball for a living. Are you kidding me? Wow. What a way to spend your days talking about the game that you love that gave you so much. And making a living at it, you know. I would argue I'm at a, I have a peaceful, unchaotic life, and that those are two things I certainly never had until I found this program.
Ryan Leaf with us here this morning on ESPN 97.5 at Ryan D. Leaf on Twitter. Follow Ryan, man. Great story. We really appreciate it. Welcome back to Houston. Looking forward to having you here, and good luck tomorrow with the clinic.
All right. Thanks so much, guys, for having me on.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan Leaf with us here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I think it's
a good story.
I've heard we had him on 610 way back in the day.
When he first got out of jail.
Was it here that we had him?
No,
or
was it 610? We've had him here.
Okay.
Maybe you weren't here at the time. We've had him.
Well, I remember you and I had him on one time, and it was that was when I was like, oh, my God, Ryan Leaf is on now. And actually, you know what? No, I remember we walked him to the – I think he actually may have gone to prison after that. We had him on – I think it was before he went to prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was before he went to prison, was still in a junkie phase.
Yeah. Well, he was – it wasn't illegal drugs that he was addicted to painkillers, I guess, and legal stuff, which –
He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, sending from a 2012. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, dude, we had him on when he had just washed out as a quarterback, and he was trying to coach at the time, I think.
He ended up spending 27 months in jail. And then he was supposed to do more time here.
Rough.
Yeah. He was supposed to do more time here, but they let him off on time served, which the DA was – he was pissed. He said, I regret having to make this deal with Ryan Leaf. I want him to do time. But apparently, whatever time Ryan Leaf did worked because he is rehabilitated. So congratulations to him. It's good to he's got a great apparently wife, kid. He's very grounded, and he's doing stuff like this and helping people. That's great stuff. Good stuff. That's a great story. Time for you to talk about siding and windows. That's a great story too.
It is. Allstate Windows and Siding. It's a great story because there's like three generations of family members have owned Allstate Windows and Siding, and they are still family owned. When you deal with family owned, you're talking about a company who really who they are really means something to them. The quality of product, they don't make cheap windows. The windows are made right here in the state of Texas with the weather that we deal with from the state of Texas in mind. They're double pane, double strength windows, and their window jobs, they've got great offers going for you right now in terms of discounted rates, APR financing, you know, same as cash financing for a full year is what they're offering you right now. You've got discounts per window. When you order a certain amount of windows, they'll give you $250 off per window. Like they have awesome, awesome offers going on right now for their spring sale. But let's be honest, spring turns into summer almost immediately for us. So if you have leaky windows, that hot air is going to get into your home. The cool air is going to escape. And you want to make sure your home is properly sealed with great windows that are double pane, double strength, because it can lower your energy bills by up to 40%. Energy efficiency is a major, major plus with windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. But don't forget their great siding as well. They can do a siding job in most cases same day. and they keep a clean work site, and they've got big discounts going on for you right now with their siding jobs as well, on the complete siding jobs. So whether it's siding, windows, or both of them, beautify your home, improve your energy efficiency with my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.